Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Time to dive into those home improvement projects. You're listening to Around the House with Eric G. We're going to have some fun today.
We have
a lot of things going on. I'm in the studio here. You're listening to our executive producer, Jordan Vonner, over here. We're having a good time in here today.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, Eric.
Thank you, man. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you, too. This is where we say thanks to all you folks out there that have given all for the rest of us so we can enjoy these freedoms this weekend. So we're going to have a good time today. We've got a lot of things to talk about, but first I want to get the calls coming this way. You know what those numbers are?
Oh, I do.
You do? You want to give them out?
I'll give them out.
You give them out. Let's do it.
877-733-1011. Also, if you're shy, you can send us an email at ATH@KXL.com. Also, hit up the Facebook page, ATHKXL, or also Around the House Nation.
Yeah, man, you passed the test right there. I just threw that one at you.
I've been practicing.
You have been. So, yeah, we've got Around the House Nation, which is fun. That is a closed group, so we can kind of make sure everybody plays nice. So put up your projects you're working on, which I love during the week because people go, hey, I'm working on this. What do you think about this? I mean, we had, you know, it's kind of funny, and I talked about this last week. We had somebody put up, one of our listeners who was jumped on there, put up a block wall question, and we had the architect from New York City that designed the USS Intrepid Space Museum in Manhattan. He designed the whole Air and Space Museum there in Manhattan, commenting on how he should use his block wall.
How to take it out.
How to take it out. It's like, okay, this is cool.
Do you ever have any questions? We've definitely got the people to help answer.
That guy was more than qualified to answer that question. So we're talking home improvement today. We're going to have a lot of things going on today. We're going to talk here about a little bit about barbecuing because, you know, it's that season. We're in the middle of that. Going to have JT the Cowboy Cook calling in today, who is one of our favorite people out there. Talk a little bit about maintenance, about that barbecue. We're going to talk about laying sod, getting that yard looking super green and awesome. And then let's talk right now, though, about the hot subject of the week, which was Alexa and recording things in your home and sending them to people that are unintended.
Yeah, a very, very odd story. So a woman here in the Portland area, she had every room in her home wired with Amazon services from her home's heat to her lights to her security system. Little did she know, Amazon or Alexa ended up recording her conversations and then sending that out to somebody in her contacts.
Whoa. So yeah. You know, there's a secret to this. First off, you got to be really careful with all these things because, you know, it was interesting watching what, and, you know, I'm an Amazon Prime member. I use their stuff. We have an Echo that Julie's got at the house, and I got no problem with that. But I think the secret here is not setting it up fully so it can order stuff. You know, I was always joking on the radio that I could probably order a bunch of people pizzas that they had it set up, because if I started talking and giving the commands right now to people listening on the radio, could I order like 100 people pizzas by ordering it on the radio right now? Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do that to you guys, but, you know, those are things that I think have to get worked out a little bit. And the more automation that we do this way, I think that's the risk we take. And I feel horrible and happy that didn't end up something worse.
Absolutely.
But I think that the secret is with all of these things is to set up your electronics to do what you want it to do, but also keep in mind that there are consequences for that. There might not be a filter, you know. I mean, we had a funny moment at the house with the kids, and we were having a conversation at the house, and We don't use the thing that often, to be honest. I mean, I use it more to dim the kitchen lights than anything. But it's sitting there, and I'm talking with Julie's daughter, and Julie's there, and we're talking about something. And Alexa chimes off on something, and Julie's daughter goes, "What do you want, Alexa?" And Alexa goes, "I'd like a Philly cheesesteak and fries." And I'm like, okay, this is getting creepy.
There's an accidental activation.
Yeah. And so it was like, it was just, okay, you're chiming in on the conversation. That's kind of strange to me.
Well, and that's basically what happened to this family. Is basically what Amazon ended up telling them was that Echo woke up due to a word in the background sounding like Alexa. And then next thing you know, it's just firing off now based on what it's hearing from this conversation and doing certain things.
Yeah, it's thinking it's hearing four or five things that maybe it heard or maybe it didn't. Or just the timing was off and all of a sudden it's sending recorded messages off to people.
Just, yeah. Like you were saying, we were talking before the show, just don't have it send anything out.
Yeah.
Don't set that feature for that. Yeah. Most people don't.
Yeah, most people don't. And I'll be honest, I don't want to send some voice memo from Alexa over to anybody anyway. That just seems kind of creepy to me. I'd rather just call them.
Leave a voicemail.
Yeah, or text them. There's other technology that I'm okay with. But, yeah, that's just kind of strange stuff. That's super strange stuff. And, you know, that's bound to happen with these things, that that's not going to be our first and not our last story of something strange happening. But, hey, coming up here after the break, and we've got a few minutes till we go to break, but we're going to be giving away 30 seconds outdoor cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be giving away the 64-ounce here sometime this hour, so stay tuned for that. So that 64-inch hose and attachment sprayer goes onto the end of your garden hose, and it'll spray up to two stories. And you could sit there and clean away. And if you're doing some spring to summer cleaning right now because you're finally getting on top of that stuff, this could be helpful. But I will always say, like anything you're doing, take a moment, read the back of the directions, because if you read the directions, it works really well. And I say this because probably the first couple times I kind of didn't follow the directions that well. Let it set for 30 seconds and then got going. Well, no, it takes 30 seconds to activate. There's the key. Don't leave it for 30 seconds just because you read the front title and walk away. Read the directions. If you use it at the right time. Do it at the right time and do it. It's going to save you a lot of work. So let the material do the work for you versus the other way around, and I say that with experience. So
let's get in that house looking good, though. You got people coming over for a barbecue on Monday.
Get that stuff cleaned up. You got stuff going on. Let's have some fun. So let's have some fun with that and get the house cleaned up a little bit and get the big, you know, that gray and grime that we have here, the grounded dirt that you have from the wind over in eastern Washington, you know, in the Tri-Cities. I mean, over here, we've got a little bit different slime. Like if you go over to Bend and Tri-Cities, you got a little more grounded dirt over there. So that's another one of those that you kind of have to watch out for. But getting that stuff, you know, cleaned up goes a long way. And you know something? I will tell you, when you've got the house all cleaned up and dived in and looking just awesome, it feels good. It gives you a little more pride in that. I'm going to go around here this weekend and do a little hose and spraying around the outside of the house just to get the cobwebs down. I kind of wait a little longer to go out and do some of that cleaning because I like to get those old spring cobwebs down. It's about the time now that the wasps are starting to make nests up in things. So I like to kind of give it a nice clean this time of year. Now that it's getting warm enough that it can actually dry off well, I like to go through and get that cleaned up. So it's that time of year to get some cleaning done. So we'll give away some cleaner here in a little bit. So
absolutely.
When we come back, we're going to dive into that and a bunch of other home improvement stuff just as soon as Around the House returns.
This old house is getting old. This old house has seen the rain. This old house has seen the cold.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G, where Ace is the place. Oh, wait a minute. That's a Rancid song we're listening to. We're talking home improvement today, and I just wanted to mention that this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Whether it's foundation repair, earthquake retrofitting, basement waterproofing, or drainage systems, Western Construction can handle that for you. WesternConstructionSystems.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. And that's CCB number 94222. Well, we want to get all your calls today, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Before we go out to our first caller here, though, I want to give away some 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. This is going to take care of that algae, mold, and mildew, dirt, and grime, all that stuff you got around the house. And so you got to get rid of this stuff. We're going to give away a 64-ounce hose and attachment sprayer. Now, the secret is you're going to have to come down and pick it up here at the station. So we can't ship it out to you. So you'll have to come down and get that during the week. And now we're here in Portland, Oregon, so you just got to make sure that you can get here to do that. We're going to go caller 12 at 503-733-4101. Caller number 12. 503-733-4101, and we'll announce the name as soon as we get that caller in, and Donovan is going to be over there playing Spider-Man, grabbing all those phone calls for us. Let's run out here to Aaron in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What can I help you with today?
So I moved into a house that has a natural gas barbecue, and noticed that the elements on it seem to be pushing the flame out all into one place, no longer distributing. So I guess I'm curious as to whether I have to buy a new barbecue, whether I can get the elements to replace it myself, and if I do, whether I need to have someone do the gas hookup for me again, or if that's a do-it-yourself type of task.
You know, a lot of these things can be do-it-yourself kind of tax. If, you know, you can actually dive into these things pretty easily if you've got some what I call basic home improvement skills, because you can turn the gas off there and, you know, you can replace that or put a new one in. It's not horrible if you follow some of the basic safety stuff, but many times on the natural gas barbecues, you can get replacement burner assemblies that just pop in and pop out, and with a couple screws, you can replace them.
Good to know. I've never had a barbecue with natural gas, so I figured I'd ask before I attempt to do that myself.
A lot of them, you know, you have to deal with them almost the same as like a propane barbecue. So those burner assemblies, even though it's using a different gas to do it, follows the same rules. So many times you can get online and find that burner assembly. And if the rest of the barbecue is great, man, you can throw another burner assembly in there and be good to go. And it's a lot cheaper than buying a new barbecue.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you taking the call. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, man. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks for calling in Around the House.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That's a great call here. Let's run out to Larry in Oak Grove. Welcome to Around the House.
Hello. This is Larry. Yes.
Hey, Larry. What can I help you with?
Our deck, for the last 5 years, we've used a full body stain on the surface of the deck.
Okay.
It doesn't last even the season. And we've prepped it and done all the things right. And now we're stripping it now, which is hard to do. We're almost done. And I just want to know, I heard before, were you recommending a product? I think it was made in Canada or something on a previous show, something that was recommended. But I'm looking for suggestions as to what you think holds up in this area.
What kind of wood do you have out there? And is that a cedar deck or what are you working with?
It's a sunwood, I think, so they called it.
Okay. I'm not so familiar with sunwood, but any of the kind of the medium softwood to hardwood decks, I've actually had the best luck using Penofin, which is a Brazilian oil stain. And that to me soaks in the best with my experience. And I know there's a lot of people out there, you know, I would get on my wood decks with that 4 or 5 years out of it. And I might have a couple areas that would, like I had an area that would, on the way to the hot tub in my previous home, that would get a little traffic in it, but I could go in and touch that up. But
like something like that's easier to maintain. That sounds good.
Yeah.
What's that called again?
It's Penofin. It's like Penofin. You can Google it and find it out there. A lot of lumber yards carry it. It's not, it's in some home improvement stores, but it's its own brand. It's not, you know, it's not one of the paint store brands, but I tell you what, I've had good luck with that. And it, what I like about it is it's super thin, so it penetrates in really well. And it's an oil, so it sticks around. And I've had pretty good luck with that product.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Larry, thanks for calling in to Around the House. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. All right, two good callers right off the bat. Ralph and Tigard, you're the winner of the first 64-ounce hose and attachment. Thanks for calling in. And next hour, we'll be giving away a little bit more of that. So stay tuned into the show. We're going to have some fun there. Man, we had two great callers, and we're going to have calling up here in the next segment. We're going to have Jeff Tracy, the cowboy cook, calling in. We're going to be talking barbecue maintenance because, you know, there's so many things out there with barbecues. I don't care if you are like our second to last caller, if you're out there cooking with natural gas, or if you're like me that used to do propane and has now gone into wood and charcoal. You know, I have gotten into the love of cooking with charcoal at my house. There's guys out there that love their Traeger grills or their pellet grills. And there's so many different materials you can cook out there with. But I tell you what, I really love barbecuing. And we have a good time at my house throwing different stuff on there. And this year, I'm going to really branch out. And the guy I lean on for doing that stuff, you know, is Jeff Tracy. I always call him up and go, hey, man, what about this? What about that? And there's probably not a more well-connected guy out there. So I love listening to his show as well on our other stations here at Alpha Media. But we're going to talk a little barbecue there. But one thing I wanted to talk about here, too, just real quick, if you go over to Facebook, which is go to Facebook and go to at ATHKXL, which is Around the House with Eric G. That is this show's Facebook page. We have content up there, of course, all week long. But for my friends out in KONA country out there in the Tri-Cities, I want you to take a peek up there on the post that I put up a little bit earlier. One of my son's best friends had his grandpa's truck stolen in the Tri-Cities up there, and it's the Owens family up there. You know Owens Road in Kennewick out there in the Finley area? Yeah, those guys. Somebody stole grandpa's truck and rolled it on the road down from their house. And there's some video camera footage up there. So take a look. If you can find that cat, go ahead and send me a message. And I'd love to give you a shout out. We can catch this guy. I don't like to see guys out there breaking into listeners of the shows, you know, homes and getting the family vintage truck stolen and barrel rolled down the middle of their dirt driveway. So KONA country, jump over to Around the House with Eric G and take a look at that and see if we can help these guys out a little bit. I hate to see farmers out there getting their family truck stolen and, you know, wadded up in a big ball and dropped them in the middle of the road. I don't even know how this guy made it because that truck is flat as a pancake. And to sit there and take that, that's a big deal. So we come back. We're going to talk a little bit of barbecue since it's this weekend as soon as Around the House returns. We're having a good time in the studio here. It's Memorial Day weekend. People are doing projects. And, you know, it starts to make me thinking about barbecue a little bit. We're going to talk to Jeff Tracy here in just a second because we're going to talk all those good things we got to do with barbecue because I really like that. And that's a lot of fun.
As if I wasn't hungry enough already.
Exactly. I just want to mention real quick, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com, CCB number 593. Well, we've been talking about barbecue. Let's bring the master in himself, Jeff Tracy. Welcome to Around the House.
I hear you're playing that two fried eggs and a broken heart for breakfast bumper music there, man.
You got it, man. That's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. We've been talking a little bit of barbecue and barbecue maintenance, and we figured we might as well throw out to you here and bring the expert on and talk. It's Memorial Day weekend, man. And I know Julie, I got her heading, stopping by New Seasons on the way home tonight, and we're going to take a couple steaks, throw them on the barbecue, and have a good time tonight. But what are you cooking this weekend?
Something good. Well, I'll probably be doing some ribs, and we're going to have some friends over tomorrow, and a big hunk of cow, too. They're bringing the cow, so I'm not sure what cut it is. But it's, our friend said it was thick and big. So I don't know what I'm going to be doing there, but it'll be good. Whatever it is, it'll be good. And doing the baby backs on there, cause they're about the easiest to cook and easiest to monitor for people on the grill. So, they don't take that long in comparison. You can smoke them for a little while and then finish them off at a higher temp and put a little glaze on them and serve them. That's good stuff.
Nice. So I was going to ask you, if you were going to go out and you're a brand new barbecue person, there's a lot of people going out to home centers and barbecue stores this weekend buying their first barbecue or just starting to get into that. What would you recommend for them to go out and get?
As far as a brand or if you're going to look at a gas grill, which most people will, I'll put it that way. Start yep. there. They should have at least two burners in them. I mean, a lot of these folks aren't going to cook outside like you and I do, Eric, which mm-hmm. we're kind of year-round guys. And if you're going to do gas, look at the number of burners it is. If you can get at least two, but maybe three burners, that's good because it will affect your cooking. You can have a cool spot or a cooler temperature side of the grill and a hot. So, indirect and direct heat type thing if you want to do it that way. And also if it's got an upper rack, that kind of does the convection oven cooking baking thing up there. You can put whatever your protein is, whether it's beef or chicken or whatever, you can put it on that upper rack, get it warmed up, finish it off over the direct heat. You can also do it in a three burner unit. Like I was saying, you set it off to the side that doesn't have the flame going underneath it. And then, crisp it up, if you will, on the direct heat like that. So in looking for a gas grill, if you can get those, if you can get some with some of the other, fun attachments, like a little searing station, that's always good. The thicker the metal, the better.
Okay.
A lot of the big box stores sell brand names. They sell Weber's and, Napoleon's, Duquesne's, things like that. They don't sell the premium ends of those lines, and I'm not taking anything away from them. So the grill you're going to buy at a big box store may last you 3 or 4 years if you take good care of it. Yep. I know you had a caller, talking about his propane grill or his natural gas grill, and he had to get some new burners. That's one of the things that's probably going to be affected first of these those types of gas grills that you're going to buy at big box stores. Those burners are going to burn out, and so you're going to have to replace those. You're going to have to replace some of the gas hoses in them, some of the fittings sometimes. But also you're going to be paying under $400 mostly for a grill instead of the ones that are up there between $6,000 and $1,000. So
yeah,
that's the difference.
Yeah, if you're just joining us out there, we're talking with Jeff Tracy from Barbecue Nation, who has a show here on the Radio Northwest Network. Great show, because you bring in all the experts from everywhere. So I love that show. But I wanted to ask you too, Jeff, that's some great stuff on barbecues. What would you recommend for those same people that are starting to get into barbecuing out there? What's a good cut of beef, for instance, that they should probably start with? I mean, I wouldn't recommend going out and saying, okay, I'm going to do my first brisket on my cheap propane grill to start with. But no, what would you start? No, what would you recommend?
Yeah, that's not going to work very well for you. Trying to do a brisket. Briskets are, normally got to be low and slow. Until you get the hang of it, then you can experiment with it.
Mm-hmm.
I like a couple of things. Tri-tips, and you and I have talked about that many times, not while we're on the air, but tri-tips are pretty easy to cook. Have your thermometer, get a good digital thermometer, spend the $19 to $29, and you can go much higher, but that'll get you a fairly good digital thermometer from like ThermoWorks or one of those.
I've got one of those, Jeff, that has the dual leads on it, so I can put it in the thick side of the meat and the thin side of the meat on a piece of steak if it's a, you know, a certain cut of meat or something like that. Yeah. And then I can really keep an eye on my temp and not overcook it.
Yeah, that's an excellent way to do it. You know, again, because all grills, I know we're talking about cuts of meat, but just back up a second. All grills will have, no matter how good they are, how expensive they are, they will have hot spots and cold spots on mm-hmm. the cooking surface. It's just physics, you know, that the heat doesn't rotate through that entire, you know, body, so to speak. And they're not much difference. You know, a mm-hmm. 10-degree difference can make a difference in, our 10-degree variable can make a difference in, you know, if you've got a big steak, if you've got a big ribeye that's an inch and a half, 2 inches thick, and part of it is kind of overlapping on the cooler edge of the grill, you're going to see it when you go to flip it or something. That one little corner isn't going to be quite done to your liking. So keep that in mind when you're cooking. But back to the meat, I always like the tri-tips because they're fairly easy to cook. And what I recommend is, you know, people can kind of cook them if you've got a way to smoke them a little bit.
Yep.
You know, smoke them for 35, 40 minutes like that, and then finish them off on a gas grill or your charcoal grill. It doesn't matter. And, you know, that doesn't take too long. They're not a huge, huge piece of meat. They're not like a brisket. And so cooking a tri-tip, you can be done in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, like that, if you're going to just direct heat cook it. If you're going to smoke it a little bit, yeah, it'll take you an hour and change to do it. But, you know, get that center temperature right there up to about 125, 130, then pull it and just let it sit for just a couple minutes. And, you know, you'll have nice medium rare in the middle and kind of medium on the ends, and it's really good. And it's pretty hard to screw up unless you just put it on 500 degrees and walk away.
Yeah. Then you got a hockey puck that you can play the Stanley Cup with.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can do all kinds of things with that. Fix roofs. just you name it. But that's a really good. And another one that's pretty easy to do is just get yourself a pork roast, a pork sirloin roast. Not a shoulder or butt, but they look kind of like a big oversized tube steak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do those, same cooking procedure. You want to get that temperature up with pork. You want to get it up there about the 160 level. But, again, same thing. You can – the big thing now, Eric, is they're calling it reverse sear, which they smoke it first and then, you know, sear it at the end, put it over the direct heat, put a little crust on it. I've been doing that for years, but I never knew that that's what they called it a couple years ago. But, anyway – do the same thing with a pork loin roast, and it's quite good. And you can, with the pork loin, you know, you can season it, salt, pepper, garlic, whatever you want. Pork has a tendency to be a little drier than beef. There's not a lot of marbling in it. So get some apple juice or cranberry juice or plain cranberry juice, not with the vodka like we have there.
That's what's in the glass when you're cooking. Not so much of that, but
right. But, you know, 20 minutes or so into the cook, put a little apple juice on it. Do that a couple times while you're cooking it. And the other thing that I tell people, and I know this goes against some people's grain, but I am not opposed to rotating or turning that meat, whatever you're cooking. We have a saying on Barbecue Nation, we always tell people at the end of the show, remember, turn it, don't burn it.
There you go.
And do that.
Hey, we got to run out to break here, Jeff, and I really appreciate you calling. And what's the best way for people to find you out on the radio and get a hold of you over on your website?
The fastest way to get a hold of me on the website is just go to thecowboycook.com, and they can send me an email there. And Barbecue Nation has a brand new website that's going to be up and running in about a week now. And that'll be Barbecue Nation, BBQ Nation with JT.com. And, we'll have all our links and emails and old shows that we've done with guys like Aaron Franklin and Myron Mixon and Meathead Goldwyn, all those guys.
Sounds good, brother. I appreciate it. When we come back, thanks for calling in, Jeff. I appreciate it. When we come back, we'll be taking more calls. 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House, Larry G. Yeah, that is Ronnie James Dio doing Aerosmith. So if that's messing with your head, that's exactly what that is. We're sitting here talking home improvement, and we're going to have some fun today because we've been talking barbecue here. And we just had, if you just missed us here, we had Jeff Tracy, the cowboy cook from the show Barbecue Nation. He was on here talking barbecues with us and kind of what's a good way to start with a barbecue and what's a good meat to start out with, because there's so many people out there that are really good at it, but people want to know where to start. You know,
that's the tough part. And you don't want to start with that brisket. That's not where you want to start.
No. I mean, that's kind of, and you got to have the right materials for that too, because if you've got the $200 barbecue grill that's gas, propane, you know, that's great for burgers and steaks and stuff like that. You can get away with that, but tough to do a brisket on that. I want to get you to call 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Numbers here in the studio, that's what that is. And you can email ath@kxl.com. That's how you get a hold of us here. Now, if you missed JT a little bit earlier, don't feel bad, because later on the show here, we'll have that posted up on iTunes and SoundCloud. And where you can find all of this stuff, it's in one place, and that's aroundthehouseonline.com. And you can go over there, and you can find my Morgue de Oregon segments, the podcasts, lots of different information up there. And that site's going to be changing more in the next few weeks here. So you'll be able to see a little bit more about the show and stuff up there. We're going to have a lot more stuff going up there. So stay tuned for that. There'll be another nice upgrade to that website coming soon.
So we talked about cooking the meat. We talked about what kind of barbecue to get. Now let's talk about keeping that barbecue clean and making it last as long as possible.
So, you know, that's a great subject to talk about, because the one thing with barbecues are we tend to not maintain them very well. And that grease and acid and things like that that are in that love to eat up cheap or even expensive barbecues. So if you notice, you know, somebody will be out there cooking on their 7-year-old gas barbecue and the whole bottom falls out of it. Well, that's because that one, it was probably a more home center barbecue, which are thinner metals and lower quality metals, tend to rust and rot. So that buildup in grease and acid just sits there and eats away at it. So barbecue maintenance is going to be going through and spending time. You can go down to the home improvement store and get cleaner to spray off. And actually, don't do it right before everybody's coming over in the barbecue. It's like when you're cooking in an oven. Don't do the self-cleaning feature right before Thanksgiving. Do it afterwards when you got a few days to kind of get some of that clean, you know, get some of that food back in there, because you don't want to have it like totally flavorless, but you want to kind of take some of that and get that cleaned up. But that's the thing. So if you go through, spend some time, clean that thing out, you know, and then you can go back and clean the grates out, get that, and then take a look if it's propane or gas, take a look at the hoses, fittings, burners. That's the time to get a hold of the manufacturer and start getting some parts on order, or run down and get a few new pieces if you need to, you know, or if it's a charcoal, get a new grate or something like that. You know, if you keep it clean, same thing with any of the pellet grills too. Get the ash cleaned out of there, making sure everything's working great. If you get that cleaned up, that's going to make it last a lot longer, like anything else. A little maintenance goes a long way. We'll be talking more home improvement just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.